Lebanon's Hezbollah and the Falange party have been trading blames, accusing each other of making a bad situation worse. Earlier, former President Amin Gemayel had called for the disarmament of Hezbollah. During the week following the speech, which marked the anniversary of the Falange party, violent clashes took place among university students from rival political factions. Hezbollah held the Falange responsible, saying it provoked and militarized the streets against the resistance.
When he is exciting these people and trying to put the problem in the other party, especially the resistance, who really was able to achieve many victories against Israel, while the Arabs could not. It's not of the interest of Lebanon to let these declarations or these speeches go into their souls or their minds and try to keep the environment of peace.
The Falange argues that the arms of the resistance are no longer there only for the sake of fighting Israel.
After the events of May the 7th, the fact that the arms are only for fighting Israel is a thing from the past. Now it should be dealt with on the dialogue table. The arms should be only under the rule of the government.
The 14th of March was struck with amazement at the alliance between the Free Patriotic Movement and Hezbollah, which both sides see as an asset for Lebanese unity. According to many, the importance of Hezbollah's arms was demonstrated in the July 2006 war with Israel, where Hezbollah successfully halted an Israeli military campaign after 33 days of fighting. The issue of Hezbollah's arms will always be the focal point of hard talk between the Lebanese, especially when all sides are gearing up for tough elections ahead. Mariam Saleh, Press TV.